All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's Bobby Dolan, Jeff McDonald in the closet.
Hello.
For It Could Be the Move podcast. Jeff's got my ukulele in his hand. And I got a Bud Light in hand.
Bobby's the sick kid this week.
I am the sick kid this week. Took work off yesterday. Excuse me, probably not one of my best moves, considering the Masters started today, and I'm a big golf fan. I probably should have taken off today, or maybe taken off tomorrow, but hey, I was sick. So
do it.
What can I do? So what we're going to do today is we're going to go through the rest of the 64-team single elimination Good Things Madness bracket 26-year-old edition. So
26 now?
Yeah,
25, right?
25, that's right, I'm sorry.
And it's no longer March, so we're a little behind.
Yeah, it's no longer March, and March Madness obviously just finished with University of Connecticut winning the championship, which was kind of cool. Did you watch any of the game, Jeff? No, you weren't. No, you didn't, because
you didn't either.
we had an improv show, which turned out great. We had a fun time. I got in my head after the show and thought I did an awful job and whatever, but it was a fun time. Did you have fun, Jeff?
I had a great time. I thought about calling and consoling you on the ride home, but I had a beer instead with everyone else.
Yeah, well,
so
I was just in my head.
You're a psycho.
I don't know. I thought there were some parts that were shitty. Thought there were some parts that were good. But I don't know. It's just in my head. Just second-guessed myself on a couple of bits and, you know, took it out of myself. But
I'd like to thank everyone who came out and supported us. That was fantastic.
Yeah, Matt Norton, Kellen, Mike Nowicki. What's Kellen's last name? I wanted to say Winslow.
Mannion.
Kellen Winslow. I wanted to call him Winslow.
And the rest of you.
Kevin Navaris. Cassie Betts.
Brennan Sweeney.
Jenny Sanger.
Julie Chandler.
Alyssa.
Gamar. Sarah Norton.
I already said Sarah.
Did you?
I don't know.
Double shout out for Sarah Norton.
Double shout out.
Jason Marr. John Hayes.
His tall friend. Jason's tall friend.
Weaver.
He looks like a Weaver.
How funny are they as best friends? One guy's 5'6", the other guy's 6'8".
It's like Robin Big, man. Yeah. What a bunch of legends. All right, so we're going to go through this bracket. Sorry for the inside jokes and talking about improv and stuff, but for the most part, what'd you think? It was a good show? Sorry, I'm going to stick on this improv.
I'm ready to quit my job and move to L.A. and just do it.
Got to go for it, right?
Just get a job bussing tables.
Might as well,
taking paths at the groundlings. Fuck it. What am I doing?
I thought we did a good job. Not bad for our first show.
No, I think it genuinely went very well.
Yeah. I think we could definitely do a lot better, but hey, that's all about improving.
Yeah.
All right, so the bracket. Let's do this. Sorry about that. Let me take a quick little sip of my brisket.
Like to plug printyourbrackets.com?
Printyourbrackets.com. Printable tournament brackets and office pulls. Printablebrackets.com. Or printyourbrackets.com, where I print all my brackets. Oh, nice. Ukulele chord. Yeah. Was that a C? What was that?
That was F minor.
Huh. F minor, okay.
Yeah. I figured I had a jingle in there.
Nice. Jeff, no, he knows the difference between minors and majors. Actually, do you, Jeff? Tell him, what's the difference between minor and major?
Minor is when you're under 18.
Yeah! That's funny.
I don't. Let's do the bracket, Dick. I don't know the difference.
Okay. That's actually, minor's more of a sad note, and major's more of a happy note. So keep that in mind. Kind of cool.
So it's like versus.
No, that's just different notes. So, it's just because it's a high note. Okay, all right. You're uncomfortable when we're talking about ukulele chords. It's fine. I get it. All right, so let's do this. All right, so we've already done the Jewish bracket. We decided to name the regions based off of the regions. I'm sorry. So we had the Buddhist region, we had the Jewish region, and the Buddhist region, we had sex move to the final four.
Yep.
So the Buddhist region was dominated by sex.
Number one seed.
This is the number one seed for the entire
overall
tournament.
Seed.
We have the Jewish region, which the number one seed was Happy Hour. Number two seed was 15-foot par saves. Now, 15-foot par saves was upset by Wife Stories in the first round. Anyways, you guys can listen to the rest of the regions previously. Just click below or whatever. But we had Bachelor Parties moving on to the final four. So Bachelor Parties beat out...
Bachelor Party was the 8th seed, correct?
Bachelor Party was the 8th seed, correct. And that was in the Jewish bracket.
They're the UConn Huskies.
They are the UConn Huskies. You're right. Were they 7th seed? Or
yeah, eight sorry.
Seed? No, Kentucky. But Kentucky was an 8th seed. Yeah. Okay. All right, cool. Anyways, let's move on to the Christian bracket. Now, with the Christian bracket, we're going to go one by one, and we're going to start with the number one seed versus 16th seed. Now, the number one seed is Weddings
okay.
versus Thursdays.
Thursdays are the 16 seed.
I just wrote in weddings. I think Thursdays suck. I think they're awful.
Thursdays don't suck, but they're not going to take down a wedding. What about a Thursday wedding?
All right, so what day sucks, do you think?
Tuesday.
Ooh, Tuesday does suck.
Tuesday's my least favorite day.
I think all the days suck, besides Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. No, because
Thursday, usually, there's, like, drink specials, and you can go out, and if you go to work hungover, like, fuck it, it's Friday.
Yeah. But the thing is like, with Thursday...
Thursday's college night.
Thursday was such a special night. It used to be, anyways. I gotta stop clicking this pen. But it used to be such a special night. It used to be my favorite day in the world.
In college?
Yeah.
Of course. Because you have no class Friday. It starts the weekend.
No, it's nothing. Okay, so we're gonna...
Unless you're like me, weekend starts Tuesday.
Wednesday at the crease. What's up, Tosun? Stand up! Okay. So we have...
Was the crease.
Yeah, it was dope.
Hockey bar?
It was ladies' night at the crease.
Oh, yeah! Keep up, dude!
Yeah, it was awesome. Used to go there all the time. I bet my friends listening. Well, if anyone's listening, probably the crease right now. Like, oh, you never went out to the crease. Fuck you, I went out more than you did. Yeah. I can drink more than you can.
No inside jokes.
D-Hart, huh? Matt Gavin, all you motherfuckers.
No inside jokes unless it's you doing it.
Yeah, I know, right? All right, we gotta quit with the inside jokes. All right, we gotta stop. All right, unless it's a joke, it's an inside podcast joke. You know, like, it's previous...
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, they always do that. This motherfucker's on his phone. God damn it.
Playing Scrabble.
All right, so the next one, we have the 8th seed versus the 9th seed, and we have Warren Buffett versus Protein Shakes.
Explain the Warren. Good thing. Like, how does Warren Buffett brighten your day?
So I was thinking about conferences, you know, like... Obviously, you have to win the A-10 to pretty much make it to the tournament. You have to win the Ivy League to make it to the tournament. So I was thinking of conference. Yeah, Colonial, all that bullshit. And I was thinking about conferences. Like, Thursday won out the day of the week. We don't know how. We don't know how it beat Saturdays. But it won the day of the week bracket.
Okay.
Or the day of the week conference. Yeah. So with Warren Buffett, that was my billionaire conference.
Oh, okay.
So I was going to have, like, Zuckerberg, Gates, all those guys. And Warren Buffett won.
Yeah, he seems like a great dude.
Yeah, exactly. So he won out. Protein shakes... I decided health supplements, protein shakes. Yes. Yeah. Protein shakes are hot right now.
I'm going protein shakes over Warren Buffett.
Okay. I'll agree with you on that one.
I had a protein shake a couple hours ago.
Yeah. You should have seen Jarrett and Jared downstairs yesterday slamming their protein shakes outside on the balcony with their shirts off. They were like chugging their protein shakes. They looked like such tools, dude. I was ripping on them so hard. Man. What a bunch of queers. All right, so the next one we have...
I mean, at least wear a medium shirt when you're doing it.
I know, right? Shirts are off. They're like flexing each other. All right, next one we have porn versus onion grass.
I don't know what that is.
You don't know what onion grass is?
No.
So it's like that type of grass that's like long, green, and stringy, and it smells like onion, sort of. And like when you cut it, you can just smell. You can smell it in the air.
Do we have that here?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay.
I haven't came across it, actually.
All right. I'm going to go with porn then.
All right, yeah, we're going to have porn.
I don't know what porn is. What seed did porn get?
Porn got the 5th seed. I think it's acceptable for porn.
That's assault. Yeah, because you can't. If you make it one, you're a creeper.
How about this one? Bill Murray versus ESPN.
Oh. What are those rankings?
4 and 13. ESPN actually, 13.
Not to sound like some hipster, I don't like ESPN.
I was about to say that. That's funny that you said that, because ESPN is such like a... It's a monopoly when it comes to the sport industries.
SportsCenter is total garbage.
Yeah, SportsCenter is a fucking joke.
Yeah.
I think people are starting to realize that.
Right.
So.
Like, I'm sure if you... Oh, because you're the big ESPN sidebar guy. But I bet when they're showing Masters clips on SportsCenter, the entire sidebar is just about Tiger. And he's not even in the tournament.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, Bill Haas is your leader. But what would Tiger be doing?
Tiger embarrassed? Question mark?
Question mark? Tiger banging a chick right now? Possibly.
Tiger back with Ellen? Exclamation point?
Maybe.
But yeah, ESPN sidebar. That's actually on, could be the move. So hit back twice and read that ESPN sidebar post that I had.
So what takes down ESPN then?
Bill Murray. I think Bill Murray takes down ESPN, right?
What seed did Bill Murray get?
Bill Murray got the 4th seed.
Okay, yeah. Bill Murray.
You know what? At first thought, I was thinking that it could have been a close match. But, you know, I think my gut says Bill Murray. So we'll...
Yeah.
All right, next one, we have FIFA versus string cheese. I'm going to go with FIFA.
FIFA the video game?
Yeah.
Yeah. But String cheese is pretty great.
String cheese is awesome. Jared got some string cheese from Wisconsin. Oh my god, it's so freaking good.
Do you still eat it, like, you peel the strings off?
No, I'm not a chop.
You're an adult now? You just do straight bites?
I go right in.
Yeah.
Like a man.
Yeah.
All right, next one we have is Swedish Fish versus Nerf. Just the company Nerf.
Oh, Nerf.
Have you ever had a Swedish Fish before?
I have, but I feel like growing up, Nerf was so important to every person's life growing up.
Okay.
You get the bow and arrow with, like, the long foam tips. You get the guns that shoot. You get the foam ball with the tail on the end so you can throw it 80 yards.
Okay. So, Jeff, this is sort of where we have a disagreement here, because to this day, I still enjoy Swedish Fish.
Okay. Okay?
And back in the day, I used to enjoy Nerf. My mom would never get me those Nerf guns because she thought they were too violent.
Yeah.
And she would get me those balls with the, you know, whistly things and the tail on the end.
Yeah.
I've had an experience with Nerf where the tail would fall off a lot. So I know a Nerf ball that I had, the tail fell off, and I was just throwing this freaking whistly thing. And it was awful. It couldn't even spiral. Then I also bought another Nerf product. It was that football that was like half of a football, and you could throw it at a wall, and it would bounce back at you.
I never heard of that.
Okay, well, it was a piece of shit, okay?
Yeah, it sounds like it. It's half a football.
Yeah, exactly. And you would throw it against the wall, and it would never bounce back in the correct area. It's literally like throwing a real football up against the wall.
You had no friends?
You had no idea where it was going to go. First off, my friends can't handle the way I throw. It's like when Brett Favre throws his receivers, and they have broken hands and broken fingers. I have a fucking gun, dude.
Okay.
All those motherfuckers out there that played me in intramural football back in Towson, they know. Two-time men's elite champ, three-time co-ed champ, what you got? So, you want to say Nerf moves on? I'm going to go with Swedish Fish. You got to let me have Swedish Fish.
I'm pretty strong in favor of Nerf. We had Nerf guns at work.
Yeah, and I always get hit in the fucking eye with one of those things. I walked into building 3, and I walked in just doing my normal thing. And I just, like, turn, and all of a sudden I get hit in the eye with a fucking Nerf gun. Nerf guns are awful. They're horrible. They're for passive-aggressive people that don't know how to fight their own battles. They're just for... They're pussies. That's what they are. They're for pussies. Nerf is for pussies. And I'm going to say that right now. Swedish Fish is a delicious candy that I used to get all the time driving back from Towson to Poolsville, Maryland. It's a fantastic candy, and I still love it today. And I almost choked on a Swedish Fish. Jeff, a Swedish Fish almost caused me death. I was on my computer back in my house alone, and I started to choke on a Swedish Fish. I was by myself. And as I'm panicking, all sorts of thoughts run through my head. I remember how to give the Heimlich to yourself, and I go over the table. I go over a chair, and I start smashing my stomach in there, and I cough up the Swedish Fish, and I didn't even skip a beat, dude. I went right on over to the Swedish Fish bag, and I started doing work on the Swedish Fish. That's my spiel when it comes to Nerf versus Swedish Fish. And you know what, Jeff? I'm going to put my foot in the sand right now. Swedish Fish has got to move on. You got to let me have this one, Jeff.
Why? Because he almost died?
Yes.
All right, take Swedish Fish. I think you're the only male I know who is vehemently against Nerf as a company.
Nerf is awful.
Yeah, okay, we heard you. Can you go to the next?
Sorry, I got the sniffles today.
Bad mood. Did you nap after work?
I was in a great mood until I saw Nerf. We're going to listen to this over again and going to go, wow, Bobby was in a really great mood until he heard Nerf. Just, there's something about Nerf that just...
I wish you stopped yelling at me.
I'm not yelling at you. I'm yelling at Nerf.
Alright, write him a letter.
I'm not yelling at you, Jeff. Jeez. I'm going to take everything so personally.
I'm going to have Bob Nerf call you tomorrow.
Alright, so we got next one. We got... How about this? The 7th seed, 7 Iron, Jeff, versus Triscuits.
7 Iron.
Yeah, alright.
I don't like Triscuits.
The Wheat Thins better?
Ritz.
You're a Ritz guy?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Triscuits kind of cut the roof of my mouth a little bit.
Oh, you got such a soft, delicate mouth, don't you, Jeff?
Dainty little palate.
All right, Jeff.
I drink a lot of water around Triscuits. Dip them in the water first. Because one time I was eating Triscuits alone.
Ah, Jeff, you're a funny guy. That's why I keep you around, you son of a bitch. I don't even know why you keep me around, dude. I was thinking about that today. Never mind.
Like, why people hang out with you?
Yeah.
I think about that all the time. Not you, like about me.
Well, I can understand you. You're kind of a dick. Well, you're not kind of a dick. Every now and then you turn into a dick. Who doesn't? But
yeah, it's ever like, hey, I think the girl kind of likes you. It's like, why?
You know? Yeah. I mean, you're kind of a smartass. I'm a kind of a smartass.
Yeah.
All right. Mila Kunis versus number 2 seed Mila Kunis versus Minesweeper. You're giving this one thought.
I am.
Wow.
Right. I used to think Mila Kunis was the babe of all babes. You know, she dated Macaulay Culkin forever.
Yeah.
And
I didn't know that.
Is she currently pregnant with Ashton Kutcher's kid?
Really?
Possibly.
Are you just thinking of that 70s show plotline?
I think she's pregnant with some shitty person's child right now.
So Ashton Kutcher is a shitty person?
Oh, he kind of bugs me.
You're such a dick.
Minesweeper was always frustrating because people try to explain to you, well, if it's a 2, that means anywhere around there in 2 spaces, there's the mine. Well, Mila Kunis. What am I thinking this?
You were just a click guy?
Well, I was like, I mean, when's the last time you played Minesweeper? I think I was probably 12.
Yeah, it's been a while.
You know, you're just clicking on it.
You ever sat down and actually, like, played Minesweeper? It's a fun game.
I mean, yeah, as far as, like, early computer game, or the stock computer games, Solitaire, Free Cell, Hearts, Minesweeper, that's the classics.
You ever play pinball?
Oh, I was into pinball.
Were you?
On the computer?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was into pinball.
Huh.
But again, there weren't a lot of options.
You strike me as a Solitaire guy. Hearts. You like Hearts?
Like Hearts. Actually,
still don't know how to play Hearts.
Oh, it's a great game. I love playing Hearts. Not on the computer, like playing with actual people.
Really?
Yeah. Hearts is a great game.
Huh. Yeah. Like an old person game?
Yeah. So Hearts is one of those games where, really cheesy, but it's like, you know, easy to learn. What is it? It's like 20 minutes to learn, lifetime to master.
Oh, okay. Like the base. They say that about the
base. So I play some guys who are like in their 40s, and basically they like to joke their second major in college was Hearts. They did like Hearts marathons all night, right? And these are smart dudes. And so it's tough. I go there and play, and they're like keeping track of all the cards. They know pretty much what everyone's got.
Yeah.
And so I'll make the wrong play because they're on a whole other level. I'm just trying to keep up. And the whole team's like, oh, fuck, why'd you do that? Like, I know you got this card. And I'm like, I got it. It's like, they're on a whole other level.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
It's like Jin, right? Jin's the same sort of thing?
Similar. Yeah, all those cards, you know, bridge, all those games are kind of similar where the point is to take trumps and whatnot. It's a great game. I'll teach you. It's fun.
Huh.
Yeah, you can be the new sucker in the group.
Well, I'm really excited to join Jeff's Hearts group.
Yeah, you can. Mila Kunis.
Fuck you, Bob!
No, because I'll have no idea if you did the wrong play or not, but they'll slam the table.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
All right.
So you peep the socks today?
Woo! Oh, nice, dude. Look at you.
Yeah.
I got the old pink roos.
Yeah.
That's cool as you.
Nope.
All right, cool. Next, all right, so, oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, let's finish off the Christian bracket. That. Okay, so Christian bracket, we have weddings versus protein shakes.
Yeah, weddings. I mean, that's...
Weddings?
I think weddings is going to cakewalk to the final four.
Porn versus
that's tough. Don't discount protein shakes.
So you think it was a close game?
Yeah, well, for me personally, I have a protein shake every day. It comes around like 3 o'clock. Do a little half coffee, half water, chocolate protein powder. It's a nice little afternoon pick-me-up. Starting to kind of drag.
Why don't you don't drink coffee?
I don't. I do, like, it's, you know, 4 ounces of coffee, basically. Just a little, keep me from snoozing at work.
Oh, coffee, water, protein.
Yeah, it's like a little mocha, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's good?
Yeah, it's great.
Chill it, put it with ice and stuff?
No, it's, yeah, so it's kind of weird. So it's like... It's a little gross because it's kind of lukewarm. It tastes like a lukewarm, shitty mocha, which is not a great flavor, right?
It's quite the sales pitch.
Yeah, but it's great because I have the bottle with, like, the shaker thing in it. So I'm doing the whole, like, making noise, like, oh, yeah, protein time. Like, in the kitchen, just...
protein time.
Just, yeah, everyone's like, oh, man, yeah, yeah.
Do you drink it out of the old, I call it the tool thing. What's it?
Oh, the blender bottle?
Yeah, the tool bottle.
Just right there at my desk.
Yeah.
Hammering it. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, so...
In my Schmedium shirt with my big nips poking out. Just getting protein powder.
You do have big nipples. All right, so next one we have is Porn versus Bill Murray.
Oh, I'd like to hear your take first.
My gut said Porn. I think Bill Murray might be a little overrated. I'm going to throw it out there. Just because with the Chives done to him and stuff. Well, Bill Murray's a legend. Who am I kidding?
I agree with your Chive take. Whenever I see someone, usually chicks, wearing the Bill Murray with 3D glasses Chive shirt,
yeah,
get a little pissed.
Yeah, it's too much. It's almost a little too much. But he's awesome, though. I mean, he kind of...
And I don't want to be that guy where it's like, you don't appreciate Bill Murray the way I appreciate Bill Murray, but it's like, hey, what's your favorite Bill Murray movie? That, you know...
What is your favorite Bill Murray
movie? Favorite stuff. I'm a huge Groundhog Day fan.
Oh, same with Sweeney.
Yeah, I think Groundhog Day is incredible.
Yeah. I've only seen it once, though.
Oh, it's... Love it.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I like Ghostbusters a lot.
Ghostbusters classic, of course.
Ghostbusters 2.
Ghostbusters 2.
Yeah. I never really watched Ghostbusters 1. I guess my mom bought me Ghostbusters 2. I used to watch it all the time. But, I think he's great. I think if you're going to pick any actor to make cool like the Chive did, I'm not sure the whole story behind it.
Right.
But if you're going to pick any actor, I think Bill Murray is a perfect fit. But I think it'd be a little cooler. Like, I think we need to ride Bill Paxton hard. I think that should be our guy.
No, I can't support Bill Paxton.
What do you mean you can't support Bill Paxton, dude? Guy's a legend.
How is Bill Paxton a legend?
All right, so this is an inside joke that I'm just going to share with everybody. It was Matt Gavin and I. We went to Universal Studios. I went to Disney World with him and his family. Went to Universal Studios and we went on a ride, Twister movie, which Bill Paxton started. Okay?
Yeah.
And so we walk in. You know, Helen Hunt gives the whole spiel on the screen and stuff. I'm not sure if
you've been to When's the last time you saw a Twister?
It's been a while.
That movie is so bad.
It's awful. It's atrocious. It's so bad. Philip Seymour Hoffman's in it.
I know, yeah.
He was actually pretty good in it.
Yeah.
So Helen Hunt, she does the whole spiel and stuff like that. And then I'm not sure if it was before or after, but I think Helen Hunt talks before. And then I think afterwards, like, the ride's over. So what is it? You stand and stuff. And there's, like, rain hitting you and shit. And then, like, something blows up and you just feel like gust of wind. It's like this big screen and stuff that you like see all this stuff happen. And then like, I'm pretty sure after the ride, Bill Paxton gets on the big old screen. It just goes, you may think that this ride was fun, but let me tell you, tornadoes are not fun. Hi, I'm Bill Paxton, star of Twister.
It's like a tornado PSA.
And he, right when he said that, dude, I look at Gav and I'm like, please tell me you think this is as funny as I did. And we looked at each other and we could not stop laughing, dude. It was just like, hi, I'm Bill Paxton. Like, Bill Paxton, tell me all the problems with tornadoes and just tell me everything that I need to know about this natural disaster.
You know who's another great Bill whose dick we should be riding? Bill Pullman.
Who's that?
President Independence Day?
Oh, yeah, with his speech?
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good one.
My buddy did that speech at his younger brother got married recently.
No, he did not.
And so for the best man speech, he starts reading that.
No, he did not.
Yeah. He did the whole thing, and then did his actual speech.
That's actually really funny. I feel like the thing is like, Bill Murray is a cool person to ride. Like, he's just dope.
Yeah, he beats porn.
You think so?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Yeah, let's try to get back on track here. Yeah. But the thing about Paxton, dude, is I kind of ride him just to make myself laugh. Dude, like, hi, I'm Bill Paxton. Like, he just gets on the screen. He's like, hi, I'm Bill Paxton. Like, what are you, dude? Get out of here. it's just so funny to me. Bill Paxton, he's the header.
Hi, I'm Bill Paxton. Don't go chasing tornadoes with Philip Seymour Hoffman. Okay, Bill, whatever you say.
Fucking guy, dude. But, all right, cool. So, we're on. Plus, Bill Paxton, header right now. Could be the move. I got Paxton, I got Dylan.
You gotta change that.
Yeah.
It looks like shit.
It does look pretty bad. It took me 4 hours. You believe that?
I do.
It took me 4 hours to do that.
I do believe that.
You do believe that. Yeah, of course, because you know me. All right. So, FIFA versus Swedish Fish. I fought so hard for Swedish Fish. I really did. I fought so hard. But I see him going out of FIFA. FIFA's just an incredible game.
FIFA's fantastic.
All right, 7-Iron versus Mila Kunis. I'm thinking an upset's going to happen.
Who did 7-Iron play in the first round?
7-Iron played Triscuits. You hate Triscuits.
Yeah, I never got your explanation on the 7-Iron.
So 7-Iron, it's just like everyone's go-to club. You know, it's like, I hit my 7-Iron good. Everyone's like, oh, it's a thing. I hit my driver, man. I hit my... But I got my trusty 7-Iron. You know, everyone always says that.
That's true. When I'm like 200 out, I pull up the 7-iron.
Yeah. And you know you're not going to get there, but you hit it pure every single time. I mean, 7-iron's perfect. And I think
I'll get there, Bob!
I think 7-iron beats out Mila Kunis. What do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Because the 7-iron is going to age better than Mila Kunis.
Ooh, wow. That was nice and deep.
Yep.
I like that, Jeff.
Yeah, I mean, you know, in 10 years, Mila Kunis will be washed up, still be rocking the 7-iron.
You know who's going to be washed up soon? I think Kate Upton.
Yeah.
I think Kate Upton's just waiting to blow up.
She's going to get big.
Yeah.
This is going to sound, like, totally insane, but she's already kind of big for a model. Okay, so here's my whole stance on...
Jeff, just shoot me straight, man.
Here's what I think of the shank. So we're sitting here talking about how Kate Upton has, like, flaws, and it's kind of like...
Everyone's got flaws.
She's a little big. Okay, I think the reason part of it is just media and the internet, and you see so many beautiful people all the time that seeing someone like Kate Upton, you're like, she's all right. If Kate Upton existed 80 years ago, when people are fighting World War I, if they saw her, their heads would explode. They're like, this person exists. But you'll see a really hot actress like, she's all right.
Yeah.
She's, you know, like, I think Anne Hathaway is unattractive.
Really?
Like, Anne Hathaway bugs me, which is insane to say because she's probably a solid 8. And I'm like, not in her at all. Not in her at all.
It's because their society is just obsessed with perfection.
Well, don't take it on this tangent. I'm just trying to... That was my bit that I brought.
I did get all Michael Smith on you, dude. I did get all Michael Smith on you. It's because society is... That's my alter ego, dude. I kind of wish I was Michael Smith. I think I'd be Michael Smith if I didn't want to... If I didn't want friends. All right, anyways. Weddings versus Bill Murray. I got to go Weddings, right? I mean...
Yeah.
Weddings. I think it was a close game, though. Like, oh, that's a great game. Weddings, but I think Bill Murray...
So, weddings, other people's, you're attending...
Yeah, not your wedding, because your wedding apparently is just a shit show.
And you don't, everyone says they don't remember it at all. So, attending weddings, yes, great. Also, like, I have a couple of friends that are planning weddings currently, and it's just funny that you don't think about the stuff you have to plan.
It's crazy.
It's like, yeah, every night there's something. Tonight, we're having a look at, we're comparing silverware.
Oh, Jesus.
But he's like, I can't just say, I don't give a shit, pick whatever. But actually, I did get good advice today from one of them. He goes, someone very smart told me, and I've applied it, and now I will apply it whenever I eventually get married. Take a stand, like a very hard dig in on 1 out of every 8 items. Just so that she thinks like, oh wow, he's really passionate, right? So like, you know, for the floral centerpiece, he'd be like, no, I want the lilies. I want the stargazer lilies. I'm not budging. She'd be like, okay. And then the other stuff, you're like, I don't care. Whatever you want, sweetie. But you took a stand on something.
That's like me and Swedish Fish, dude.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm going to apply that when I eventually get married. I'm taking a stand on the stargazer lilies
and the
salad forks.
I keep asking him, like, Jeff, what do you think, dude? It's like we're playing in a wedding here. I'm kind of giving the stance on Swedish Fish every now and then, I guess.
Yeah, we'd be a cute gay couple.
Yeah, we would be cute.
What won that? Weddings, right?
Weddings Beat is Bill Murray. Now... Okay, FIFA and 7-iron. I'm going to go FIFA. FIFA versus weddings. You were thinking about 7-iron?
I'm just thinking the whole... Like I said, it took down Mila Kunis because it's going to age better. You know, I'm pretty much done playing video games at this point.
Yeah, it's also, wait a second. You know what? I just wrote it down because I feel like we're kind of running a little slow. The more I think about it, the more I think a 7-iron is just so pure and mint. Because you think about it, dude. It's going to go down in your basement. It's going to be in your garage. You're going to be old one day. You're going to pull it out, show your son, this 7-iron, yeah. I hit some shots with this one, you know?
Yeah, 7-iron.
Plus, you're out with the boys, 7-iron, dude. Nothing better than a nice struck 7-iron. All right, well, 7-iron's not going to be weddings, right?
Just for the record, again, I hit mine 200.
Get out of here. You don't hit fucking 7-iron 200. Unless you hosel rocket.
And then, yeah, weddings.
Weddings, okay. Yeah. So, the Christian bracket. We have weddings moving on to the final four. So, just to recap, we have sex, bachelor parties, and weddings so far in the final four. And we're still going to do work on the Muslim bracket. So, let's just get this started. Jump into it. So, yep. We have the first seed, Dumb and Dumber versus the 16th seed Beatboxing. I got into beatboxing recently. That's the reason why I put it on there. I'm going to go with Dumb and Dumber. There's so many. Okay, let me see if I can bust something out here. Right?
Quick, let go. Bucka, bucka, bucka.
Not bad, right?
No.
I'm getting there, right?
That's all
right. I've been trying to do the thing where you like kind of like sing into it. So like...
Like Roselle?
Roselle, yeah. He's like, yes.
If your mother...
It's so fucking hard, though.
Sounds terrible.
It's awful. It's hard as shit.
The first one was decent. I was going to do our white rapper to it.
But that's the thing. Anytime you do, like, anytime you try to beatbox and stuff, people automatically get uncomfortable. It's really weird. You notice that? Yeah. Like, I feel like anytime someone tries to beatbox around me, I get, like, uncomfortable. Like, you fucking suck. Like, unless you're really good at beatboxing, then it's cool. But if you suck, then it's... Right now, I kind of suck. I mean, I'm in the middle of the pack. But, all right. So, you guys just got a nice little taste of my beatboxing.
Or I think that should be the intro to the podcast. Like, welcome to the podcast! And then... I do a little uke.
All right, cool. So, we got... I remember when I wrote this one down, I got so excited. And to think about it, I thought maybe that this item deserves a sixth seed. And something makes me smile about this item, and I'm really excited to share it with you. We have the eighth seed, gel pens. Remember when gel pens were hot? You don't know what gel pens are?
No, I know what gel pens are.
Like, you get black paper and you write with a white gel pen.
Oh!
Those things. Like all right. Orange gel pen.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, I'm just getting giddy thinking about it. All
right. A lot of pens in this bracket.
Yeah, big fan of writing. I'm a big fan of writing.
I'm a mechanical pencil kind of guy.
I was going to put feather. Just feather and ink. Just versus Vine.
Vine the app?
Yeah.
I don't use it. I got it. I don't use as much as I thought I would.
Yeah, there's some fun stuff on Vine. Like, yeah. There's some really funny people.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with gel pens.
I think so, too, yeah.
I got a story for you about gel pens, and I'm going to save it, though.
Yeah, save
it. All right, so we have... Oh, I killed it with this bracket. This region, excuse me. And bracket. We have Discovery Zone. Please tell me you know what Discovery Zone is.
No.
Oh! Jeff... It is heaven for a child. It is heaven. You go in there, you're 6 years old, dude. There's a big old ball pit, dude. Something you can climb up and jump from the top into the balls. There's, like, just tubes everywhere. There's this bumpy slide that you slide down and it hurts your butt.
JW Tumbles. Same thing.
Okay, so you got the West Coast, East Coast version.
Yeah.
Checkers, you got Hardee's, whatever the hell it is.
Yeah.
So, do you know all about it? Like, was that ringing some sort of positive emotion in your head?
I think I was out of that age bracket when it started coming in.
Oh, okay.
Unfortunately.
All right.
But I know, I'm sure it's like a real, so they have the McDonald's play area. It's like an amazing version of that, right?
Unbelievable.
So, okay.
Unbelievable.
I got the visual.
I remember I went there for my buddy's birthday. We were playing tag, dude. And I remember exactly where the base was. I'm thinking about this right now. And I remember I ran from the base because it was the person's turn to like hide or whatever. And I ran up to the tube, dude. And I was so excited. I about nearly pissed myself, dude. I remember I was literally, like, crawling around and I go, I gotta pee. I almost pissed myself. And then I ran back to the base and I went and took a piss. But that's how excited I was over Discovery Zone. Versus roller coasters. Never got into roller coasters until about the age of 15 years old. You like roller coasters?
Not really.
Why not?
I don't know. It's not a scared, oh, I'm gonna vomit thing. It's just... It's a little painful. Like, I'm squeezing in the thing, you got the bar, it's not made for tall people. You're going around a corner, my knees are banging against the...
That's right, you're pretty tall.
Yeah, it's not a fun...
What about the feet dangling ones?
Those are cool. The feet dangling ones I can do. Actually, those are fun. I would go roller coaster over Discovery Zone for that aspect.
Wow, but let's see, we weren't really specific here. If it was feet dangling roller coasters... Then we'd probably say feet dangling roller coasters move on. But since it says roller coasters, and obviously roller coasters are painful for a long athletic stud like yourself, does Discovery Zone move on?
Well, with roller coasters, are we including the line you have to stand in?
everything about roller coasters.
Discovery Zone.
Okay. Wow. Okay, so we clearly have a mistake here because I can't believe I gave this item a 4 seed. We have FX Departed. FX, when it's on FX, not just Departed. So,
oh, that's a 16 seed.
Yeah, it's a 4 seed, Jeff. Versus Twister. But Twister is the most overrated game of all time.
I thought we were talking about the movie.
No, yeah, yes, we're including both, dude. We're including both. Twister the movie, you know, and the game, dude.
Then you should swap those seeds. Twister should be the 4. FX Departed should be the 13.
Okay, we'll do the game. Alright, still, they both suck, dude. Now Twister's a 4 seed?
If I'm playing Twister while watching Twister...
We need to have a Twister party, dude. Is there a drink called the Twister, dude?
Oh, sure there is.
Drinking Twisters, playing Twister, watching Twister. Bill Paxton, get at me, dude!
This party's just you and me.
Get at me, Paxton!
Bill Paxton warning us about tornadoes.
We'll Skype Gavin, dude. Gavin will be there.
Because FX, I always... FX Departed is tough to watch.
Horrible. Horrible.
It's like watching Lebowski.
Oh, it's atrocious. I'm going to say Twister moves so Twister's on. Just because of the Twister party that we're going to have. We need to videotape this Twister party, dude.
Put Ladies, bring your friends. Twister party.
Oh.
Maybe baby oil.
There he is. Sorry for the sniffles. All right. We have March Madness versus Sandals. 3-seed March Madness versus 14-seed Sandals. California kid like yourself, I got a weird feeling you're going to choose Sandals.
No.
Not over March Madness.
College basketball junkie over here.
Oh, March Madness. What did you think about UConn?
They won me some cash. So I liked
it. Did they?
Yeah.
How much?
Well, I ended up, for the tournament, down $10. I lost the juice on all my bets.
Oh, okay.
So I hit 50%. But I was down, about 100 smackies on
UConn. How cool do you sound saying that I lost the juice, you know?
I sound like a degenerate.
You like that movie Juice with Tupac and Omar Epps?
Any movie with Tupac I like.
What other movies is he in?
Above the Rim?
I've never seen that movie.
Baby Boy? You never seen Above the Rim?
No, I've never seen either of those.
The first scene is classic hits. It's not Tupac. Tupac plays basically like himself. But the opening scene of the movie is this guy and his buddy. It's a flashback. And they're playing basketball. And the court is on like the 10th floor of some building, right? It's just and there's all these glass windows. And the buddy and his friend goes for like a dunk or a layup and like stumbles, and he goes through a glass window and falls to his death. And so the opening scene is this guy and then his buddy, like the guy sits up in his bed and he's having like a flashback dream of his friend. It's just like, who built that court?
Or it's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, what are you doing, dude?
I think it came out 20 years ago. Check it out.
So there was just, so it's like the rim and then there's like glass, like where cameramen sit.
What?
Like, you know, like an NBA where, like, the cameramen sit. That's where, like, glass is.
Yes, that's like a glass window.
I can't believe cameramen sit there.
Oh, there's scenes where, so obviously that guy died, but his friend, also the guy that died, his name is Nutso. That's like his nickname. And so the friend that's still alive, he's, you know, doing things like for Nutso. And there's scenes of him playing basketball at 2 in the morning, no ball. He's doing like dry fakes and shots with no basketball.
Ooh.
Yeah, you should check it out. It's a great movie. But Tupac's fantastic, and he does a scene with like a razor blade where he's got nothing in his hands, and he does this. He's like, and he's got like a razor blade in his hand.
Oh,
it's great. Check it out. Yeah, above the rim.
Huh? And what was the other one? Baby Boy.
Baby Boy, Tyrese.
You got the juice now, homie. Okay.
Ja Rule, obviously, much better actor. Fast and Furious. Menage!
What's Ja Rule always say?
Murder!
There it is. Alright, we have the 6-seed bonuses.
So versus... I should think instead of murder, he was saying word up.
Oh, like, you're who the such fuck's a fucking clown, dude.
Alright, bracket.
You are such a clown. That's like, so funny.
Is this guy it's word up!
Murder!
Ja Rule, you're not bringing word up back.
Oh, man.
Even with Ashanti singing.
All right, so we got bonuses.
Your baby girl. Bonuses?
Bonuses, 6-seed. versus the 11th seed, Sprees.
Would Bonus be a higher seed if we'd gotten a larger one this year?
Probably, definitely, yeah.
And Sprees the candy?
Yeah.
Bonus.
Yeah. I don't really like Sprees that much. I thought they were okay.
Until Sprees can be used as currency that equals like $4,000, I'm taking Bonus.
So much your Bonus was?
No.
I was about to say, fuck, good for you, man. All right, the 7th seed, the idea of surfing.
I know where your head's at, man. It's so good. That's, I think that's my final 4 pick.
Versus the 10th seed.
That's so
Continental Breakfast. The idea of surfing moves on.
Oh, that's so good.
Oh, man.
Like, I think if you just take your board to the beach, put it in the sand next to you, standing up, and just not go surfing, everyone's like, oh, this guy. Just you have the wetsuit over your legs with like a half zip down, just standing there checking out the surf.
Just waiting for my set.
That's so good. Do it every now and then, do like the point over, like with your boys, like, oh, here, there it is.
Yeah.
Look at that left. It's firing.
Surf's a little mushy.
Let's go throw some buckets. Nah, dude, it's all blown out.
What
did it take down? Continental Breakfast?
Continental Breakfast. Smoke show, dude. That was like Tennessee smoking whoever they smoked first.
Those suck.
Beer versus Discovery Channel.
What seed is beer?
2.
Discovery Channel, 15 seed?
Yeah. You gotta go with beer on this one, right?
It's a close game, though.
You think so?
I'm a big-time Discovery Channel fan. But they're kind of going the reality TV show route, and it's not as good anymore.
Yeah, get out of here. All right, so we got beer moving on. We got, God damn it. I'm about to... I feel like I just got done doing coke, dude.
Want
to
blow your nose? Take a little break?
No, I'm good. I got to gut it out, dude. I got to man up here. All right, we got Dumb and Dumber versus Gel Pens.
Dumb and Dumber. Well, I'm sure you got a gel pen rant, though.
I do have a gel pen story. Well, there's just one story. I'll give you a quick story real quick. This girl I used to date in 7th grade, I broke up with her, and she wrote me a note, and it was on black paper with a white gel pen. Talked about how much she loves me and all that stuff. And I got scared my mom was going to find it. So I put it underneath this one Cal Ripken statue that my dad got me. And I'd say about 4 years ago, I was cleaning out my room.
Found it.
And I found it, and I read it, and I go, oh my God, this is fucking classic. It's still actually under the statue, because it's so classic. It is so classic. Just like this girl saying how much he loves me. 7th grade.
What was her name?
Chelsea.
Check her out on Facebook?
You can if you want. She's sort of like an artsy sort of girl now. She's cool. I mean, I never really talked to her too much in high school and stuff. But, I mean, we were friends. She was cool. But, yeah.
The gel pen.
Gel pen, man. That's kind of close to my heart, I guess you could say. Chelsea, shout out, you know. What's up, girl? Hey, give me a call. I'm single. I'm not sure if you are. I live in San Diego. What's up?
You're single.
What are you trying to stir something up right now, dude? God damn.
What about your friend?
All right, moving on.
Your nameless friend.
We have Discovery Zone versus... Actually, you know what? We haven't had that conversation yet, now that I think about it. Like, she hasn't, like, pulled me aside and said, hey, like, what are we?
That's good. It's not your job to do.
Yeah. That's what should I do? Just play it out? I mean, obviously. Yeah,
it's not on YouTube. See what you are.
Yeah, it's a girl move.
Yeah, because you're fine with where it's at.
Yeah, I'm having a good time. Yeah, she's a student. She's having a good time, too. You know, yeah. So.
Just a couple kids like to bang.
All right, cool. Well, we got that
I don't know what you guys do.
On the air. Out of our system.
We'll edit that out.
All right, next one we have Discovery Zone versus Twister. I think this idea of Twister Party is legendary, and I'm going to say Twister Party moves on, dude. We're going to do this.
Come dressed as your favorite character.
Oh, gosh. That Sweeney shows up as Philip Seymour Hoffman with the syringe. You know he's going
to
do it.
No, you don't need to do... What was the name of the thing they would throw into the tornado out of the back of the truck?
Dollies? What are they called? The dolly?
Dorothy. We need to get a keg and make it look like Dorothy.
Oh, my God. Dude. This is going to be such a fun... I'm throwing this.
And watch nobody show up.
I'm throwing this, dude. As long as you, me, Sweeney, and Gavin knows about it. That's all I care about.
Just four dudes drinking a keg playing Twister.
That's all I care about it, dude. That sounds like the greatest time ever. People say, what'd you do this weekend? I had a Twister party. What's that? Oh, we watched Twister, played Twister, drank at a Dorothy. How the fuck we doing, dude? All right, next one. We have March Madness versus bonuses. Your call. My gut was March Madness, but this is your call.
They happen at the same time of the year. We get the bonus. We get our bonuses on the day the tournament tips off.
Oh, wow. It's so awesome the way I set it up.
I'm going March Madness because my bonus goes straight to student loans.
You're still paying those off.
You have to grad school, bro.
Oh, that's right. I didn't do that. Okay. The idea of surfing, tough to beat, versus beer.
By the way, I went to grad school. I'm sitting in a closet doing a podcast with you.
Isn't it awesome?
Talk about
life's a funny game.
Looking forward to a Twister party.
God has a sense of humor.
What's this matchup?
Idea of surfing versus beer.
That's so hard.
I think the idea of surfing is legendary. That's so hard.
I'm going idea of surfing. Because 25-year-old edition, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're already beard out. You're 25 years old. You're beard out. I mean, you can never be beard out, but you know what I'm saying. All right. Dumb and Dumber versus Twister.
Dumb and Dumber.
Really? You're going to just ditch this whole Twister party? I mean, I'll go with Dumb and Dumber.
What do you got? What's your thoughts on that?
I don't know, man. I think
you're excited for the Twister party.
I'm excited for the Twister party. The thing is, it says Twister, so it has nothing to do with the Twister party.
Right.
So this idea of the Twister party is legendary. I think it beats out Dumb and Dumber, but...
Dumb and Dumber advances. Dumb and Dumber... Yeah.
All right, and then I think March Madness over... I think Idea Surfing beats out March Madness.
No.
Really?
I'm a junkie for March Madness.
All right, Jeff.
But let's hear it. Convince me.
This idea of surfing is legendary, okay? Because the idea of surfing for me is, it's sort of like this. Like, it's like a way of life. Like, you have the ukulele right now. That's a surfing instrument, Jeff. I have long surfing hair right now. It's because it's the surfing lifestyle. And I bought a surfboard not too long ago.
I'm sold. Yeah. No, you're right. You're right.
I mean...
You put the surfboard in your room, you just lean against your wall, and you're good to go.
And people say, I mean, I'm automatically that much cooler. People are like, oh, you got a surfboard? Yeah. You surfing? No, I haven't surfed yet.
Yeah, idea of surfing. I think that... I got my pick already for Final Four. I know what it's going to be.
Dumb and Dumber, idea of surfing.
Idea of surfing.
Yeah, let's move it on, dude. Cinderella. Let's talk about the idea of surfing.
Got a couple...
Because once you, like, start surfing, you know, like, the idea of surfing, I think, surfing trumps March Madness. Because once you start surfing, you're like, March Madness, I don't need that, you know? And it's just, like, the idea of it, you're sort of, like, you're almost, like, partially done with March Madness. You're like, no, I gotta worry about, like, my board, I gotta wax it.
You're like, we'll be like, hey, the national the Final Four is tipping off tomorrow, you know, the game starting in 5 minutes. You're like, sorry, waves are pumping, I gotta go surf.
Have you seen the tide?
I gotta go surf.
Get out of here.
Dawn Patrol.
All right, so...
Two 1 seeds, a 7 and 8?
Let's see, the surfing was 7 seed. Wedding was 1 seed.
Could we get a 7 versus 8 championship just like actual March Madness?
Oh, wow, dude, we might get it.
All right, no. Was surfing a...
7 seed, yeah.
All right.
So we have 2 1 seeds. All right, so let's do this. Let's recap. So out of the Muslim seed, we have the idea of surfing. It took down Dumb and Dumber to get to the Final Four. In the Buddhist region, we had Sex moving on to the Final Four. Took down Air Conditioning to get there. We have Bachelor Party coming out of the Jewish bracket region, beating out G2 Pens. And then in the Christian bracket, we have Weddings taking down 7-Iron. So we have Weddings, Sex, Bachelor Parties, and Idea of Surfing. So the first matchup, we're going to go with Sex versus Bachelor Parties.
Bachelor party.
All right, let me hear it.
Well, for me, each activity only happens 2 or 3 times a year.
Okay.
Bachelor parties are—they're great. It's like a weekend away. It's always at an awesome location or event, venue, something like that. You look forward to it for months.
Plus, there's a build-up.
Big build-up.
It's the big build-up, and then it always exceeds the build-up. Right, okay. So last year, I went to the Kentucky Derby for a bachelor party. Just geeked for months about it, right? Mm-hmm. You get the tickets in the mail, you're like, oh, it's real, it's happening.
Got your $50 suit with $300 of Tailor-Aid.
$50 suit from Overstock.com. And then you get the hotel room, and then you fly, and you're there, and then you go to it, and it's just even better than... And you talk about it for the rest of your life. It's hard to beat a great bachelor party. You know, went to another one, went to Tahoe, just in tubing down the river, hung out, played poker until 4 in the morning, just got shithoused. It's... You can't beat a great bachelor party.
See, I haven't been to too many bachelor parties. I've only been to one bachelor party, and... I mean, I know the kid...
Yeah.
But I don't really know him that well.
Right.
You know? It was a fun time. We had a great time. But you're right, man. You know what? Yeah, let's do it. Bachelor party.
It's a high-scoring game.
Yeah, but...
Double overtime.
I think you're right, though, man. Like, you know, we've all had sex before, dude. We know what it's like. And, you know, it's cool when it's with someone new. Actually, it's not cool when someone new. Like, the first time you have sex with somebody, it's just always, like, awkward. Like, you really don't know what's really going on. You don't really know their moves yet and stuff.
Right, it's like, I hope she wants to do that again.
Yeah, like, afterwards, you're like, oof, jeez. That was brutal.
What? New record, minute and a half.
Yeah. Actually, there's one time. One time I can think of that, like, when I was done, I was like, God damn, that was pretty solid for the first time. I was like, good for me, good for her.
Setting the bar high.
Just right on the same page, you know? It's like, we didn't even skip a beat. Sometimes you skip a beat and you're like, oh, you know, don't try that move. You know, I'm not that big. Like, you know, all that sort of shit. All right, man. So we got bachelor parties moving on. Taking down sex, number one overall seed. Dude, that was Florida. Getting beat by Connecticut, man. Or the eighth seed.
We did not plan this, by the way.
No, we did not.
If we had done this before the actual, like, Final Four, we'd look, I don't know. I'm trying to think of the word. I can't think of it.
Whatever. We catch. All right,
clairvoyant. Jeff. Clairvoyant. That's the word.
Clairvoyant. What the fuck does clairvoyant mean?
See the, like, you can see the future.
Why did you just say we could see the future?
Because clairvoyant's a great word.
Clairvoyant.
Clairvoyant.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, it's unbelievable. That's the most intelligent word that we've used on this podcast to this day.
It's the old grad school education there.
Wow, paying off. Well, not yet paid off, but working on it.
Yeah.
If maybe the 6 seed bonuses were a little higher, maybe you'd be able to get those paid off. All right, so we have...
Oh, I didn't work at TaylorMade.
We have weddings versus the idea of surfing. It's tough to beat a wedding, man.
Yeah, it's
weddings. Tough to beat a wedding.
Plus, look at the matchup. Bachelor party versus the actual wedding.
See, Jeff, now this is the funny thing. Is the fact that 3 out of the final 4 categories, or quote-unquote things, all have to do with love.
It's true.
It's deep.
And really, you could say all 4.
The idea of surfing.
Yeah. It's a romantic notion.
I feel like that's more of like a holistic bond with nature.
Right. It's a romantic notion. I want to go out there, bond with Mother Nature.
Love. I feel like everything on this list I love.
Or a couple softies except sitting
Nerf.
In the closet.
Except Nerf.
You don't like Nerf.
I don't love Nerf.
I feel like there are other things you didn't like.
Yeah, love's a strong word. I mean, I don't love string cheese. I like string cheese.
I mean, if this were a true love bracket, tacos would be in the final 4 for me.
Get off tacos nuts, dude. They were the 64th seed. They were the playing game. Before the playing game was the playing game, dude.
Alright, so weddings versus bachelor party.
Wow, how funny is that? How it all ended up...
You know, you did a great job with the seeds in the bracket. I like that. This is much better than I thought it was.
Not too bad, right? You just freaked out over the first one with sex and tacos. We're having one of those moments where we're looking back and we're thinking of all the arguments we had and all that stuff. But you know what? I think it was a pretty solid bracket. You're right. There was a couple of ones that, I mean, the 15 seeds.
We did swap seeds. We did swap Twister and...
Yeah, there was a last second swap, which that doesn't happen too often. No.
Made total sense, though.
I don't think it's ever happened in an NCAA tournament.
No,
before the game, this would
just... You know, we'll just...
All right, man. Weddings versus bachelor parties. Oh, man. This is a tough one. I mean, it's all about the build-up, or is it the wedding? I mean... Oh, I hate to be the guy. I'm not going to be the guy, but like, my first thought was maybe we have co-champions, but I'm not going to have co-champions. No. I hate the idea of co-champions.
No. My pick, weddings.
I think weddings, honest to God, dude, wraps. I'm going to put down weddings also as the winner, but I'm going to put it down for a reason, and I'm going to tell you my reason, and I'd love to hear your reason.
Yep.
So I have weddings as the champion because I feel like it wraps up the entire bracket in a sense of weddings are fun because the idea of sex with another person is in the air.
Okay.
Okay. And weddings is the winner because without a wedding, there's no bachelor party.
Yep.
And hell, without G2 pens, you know, there might not be any weddings. Or without any weddings, there might not be G2 pens.
It's true.
You know what I'm trying to say. I feel like weddings is the end-all, be-all.
No, I think weddings are tough to beat, you know, especially if it's two good people getting married. And actually, one of my, this is going to make you sound like a total softy, one of my favorite parts of a wedding, and one of the parts I'm most looking forward to if I ever get married, is the mother-son dance.
Oh, Jeff.
It gets a little dusty in there for me every time I see the mother-son dance.
That was deep, man.
Yep, not going to lie.
That was deep.
Yeah. It's one of my favorite parts.
What song are you going with?
I don't know. All my mom choose.
What do you think she's going with? Sticks? Come sail away. Come sail away.
No, she'll go with some... she'll probably pick a Journey song. Like a Journey...
Really?
She'll pick a ballad. She was in like high school and college. She was lead singer in a band. And they would like cover Journey and go into San Francisco and like sing. She met Journey, yeah.
Way.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Wait, is it you that doesn't like Don't Stop Believin'?
No, so, again, it's not like a hipster. I actually karaoke Don't Stop Believin' before it became, like, the anthem.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
But, no, I like it. It's just I get annoyed when, it's like anything, it gets played out, bars start using it as their closing song, like their last call song, and it's just shitty shithouse chicks singing it. It's like, oh, this is terrible.
It's everyone's quote-unquote song.
Right, it's a great song. It's just now it's everywhere, and it's like anything.
It's everyone's song.
Right.
Like the Red Sox, they beat the Yankees, and all of a sudden, it's the Red Sox song.
Yeah.
And then it was my high school graduation song.
Was it really?
Yeah.
What year did you graduate high school?
2006.
That makes sense. So I think I karaoke'd it that year, like in college.
So you're probably the reason, maybe that's the reason why I got so big.
That's probably it.
Just, you know, underground.
Yeah, that's what explosion. It was. I think that tape got leaked out. But it's not even one of the best Journey songs. Faithfully, much better. Wheel in the Sky.
Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it.
Love and Touch and Squeezing.
I don't know any other Journey songs, to be honest.
It's okay. All right, well, it's been an hour. Should we wrap this up?
Yeah, it has been an hour. So we have the winner of the 64-team single elimination Good Thing Madness bracket.
Cutting the nets down.
25-year-old edition. Cutting the nets down. The champion. Weddings. Takes down bachelor parties.
All right, so now when they're playing, they're doing the One Shining Moment montage at the end. Oof. What highlights are we going to show from these matchups?
One Shining Moment. First off, you got to have wife stories taking down 12-foot par save. A 15-seed wife stories over the number 2-seed 12-foot par save. I'm also looking at G2 Pens, 11th-seed, making it all the way to the lead 8, yep. Finally losing a bachelor party. I'm also looking over here, and we got Twister and FX Departed. There was a swap, a 4 versus a 13-seed.
Never before happened.
Never happened in the history of the tournament. What else we got? We got the idea of surfing, which I'm talking about, that might be the greatest 7th seed that has ever existed. Taking down Dumb and Dumber, are you kidding me? A comedic classic. What else we have? We have Sex, which is, I mean, the forefront runner. They went undefeated probably in the season. Nah, they might have lost 2 games, but they have the star player, the penis, the star player, vagina. And what happens? They lose the bachelor parties. Why? Because male bonding is, I'm not saying it's better than sex, but the idea. Anyways, the tournament's done. We have wedding versus bachelor parties, and weddings is the champion. Ladies and gentlemen,
Thank you for tuning in. This is Could Be the Move podcast with Jeff McDonald and Bobby Dolan.
Back next week with a regular format.
Yeah, what are we going to talk about next week?
No gimmicks. I don't know.
Do you think that we should maybe show up with something to talk about? Does that make things kind of go by a little quicker?
Other than just, how was your weekend?
Yeah. I mean, we can get good tangents out of that.
Yeah, we'll see what's going on. We'll discuss some news real quick. Right, man. Not real quick now, but next
week. Give me one of these fist pounds.
All right, bud. Good work. Thanks for sucking up, being healthy.
Yeah. Just a gamer, dude. All right. See you guys.
See you guys.